Saints Chrysanthus and Daria, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, when you're bad, do you ever get sent to your room? In the old days, that used to be a favorite form of punishment for unruly children. Nowadays, I think they call it having a time out. Of course, if when you go to your room, you have all sorts of toys and Game Boys and electronic gadgets, much less a cell phone or a computer, it would hardly be any kind of a punishment for you, would it? The idea of a time out means that you should reflect quietly. In the old days, you might have been sent to bed without your supper, which would have been a very severe punishment indeed. And that's pretty much what happened to today's first saint. He was the husband of a married couple, but before he met his wife, whom he met under very unusual circumstances, he was the son of a very noble pagan father in the Roman Empire, and his name was Chrysanthus, and one day he'd come across the Christians and got himself trained in the catechism, learned about the Holy Faith, and decided to become a Christian. And when his father found out, for his punishment, he locked him in his room. And then he sent in five damsels in order to persuade him to give up the Christian faith and to become a pagan. But they all fell asleep. And they couldn't eat, and they couldn't drink. And so the father, Polymius, realized that was useless, and he had them taken away. And then he had a pagan priestess, sort of. Her name was Daria, and she was, although she was a pagan, she had lived a very virtuous life, and she was a virgin, and she was very educated as well. Well, then he thought, I'll have her come in. So then she went into the room, and the idea was that she was supposed to persuade Chrysanthus not to become a Christian, but instead he converted her. She entered the chamber very beautifully dressed, and Chrysanthus reproached her for such vanity. But she said the only reason she was doing that was to persuade Chrysanthus to become a pagan again, and to honor all of the pagan gods as she did. And then Chrysanthus answered her right back, right away, without even waiting. He says, well, you're honoring as gods those creatures, those beings whose inventors even tell us that they weren't very good creatures. They were vicious and had bad habits. How could you worship as a god somebody who's bad or wicked or evil, because that's how the pagan gods were? Well, she said, it's only a symbol of nature. And then he said, well, when people worship the earth, they don't get anything from it. But if you plant the earth and take care of your crops, then you get something from it. Well, that last line that Chrysanthus used in their little friendly sort of a religious discussion, as you get into sometimes if you're locked in a room with a pagan, that made her stop and think. And pretty soon, before she knew it, Chrysanthus was explaining to her, even though he was still just a catechumen, all about the Christian faith. And she gave up being a pagan priestess, a Vesta, and she became a Christian. And then they got married to each other, and they had a special sort of what's called a virginal marriage, in which they weren't going to have any children, but they would work together and just dedicate themselves to Jesus Christ. And they were both missionaries. And he would work with men, and she would work with the women. And they made many, many converts. And because of all of the converts that they had made, they were both arrested, and Chrysanthus was shut up, not in his room anymore, but instead in a dungeon. And the dungeon, I don't know if you've ever been in a dungeon before, but dungeons tend to have a very foul smell because they usually don't get cleaned out. Well, when he came down there by his prayers, he changed the foul smell of the dungeon into a very sweet perfume. In the meantime, Dario was locked up in again in a room, and this time it was in a room where it was a wicked and a bad place, and where people were supposed to come and to hurt her. But you know what happened? Almighty God caused one of the lions of the Colosseum, the lions they used for their games, and sometimes those lions would be in charge of eating Christians. Well, he had one of those lions escape from the Colosseum, go to this place, and sit right in front of the door where poor Dario was locked in. And if anyone tried to hurt her or harm her in any way, the lion would grab him by the scruff of his neck and take him right to Daria's feet. And then she would usually say, "Now don't hurt him, but if he promises to be good, you could let him go." And that's how many pagans were converted. She went right on with her work, and people started going around the city and saying, "She must be a goddess because she has this power over wild animals." But of course, she just had the power of our faith, didn't she? The power of God, the Holy Ghost. Well, then they sent some animal unit people in their little animal truck, you know, to go after the lion and to capture him and take him back to the Colosseum. But they were unable to do so, and so instead what they did was they set a fire at the door of Daria's room where she was locked in, and the lion was guarding her, and that frightened the lion. And so she said to the lion, "Thank you very much for all of your help, but I'm not going to ask you to suffer anything more, because I know that the fire frightens you, so you go on." And so the lion ran off, and he went to some place that was safe. And she, along with her husband, Chrysanthus, then faced the torments. And they were really very cruelly tortured for quite a long time. And they were finally placed in a pit, and then they were crushed to death with stones. And that's how their relics stayed. Years later, people would come. This is how we have the feast days of saints, you know, children. And this is how we also have the altar stone with the relics of the saints and the altar. People would remember the day on which martyrs died, and they would come and offer holy mass at the tomb of the martyrs. Well, one year, 62 soldiers came to mass at the tomb of Chrysanthus and Daria. And they were discovered by the pagans, and they were all murdered right there. And they were buried right there, too. This was outside of Rome. And then, another occasion, 120 came to assist at Mass, and they were in the catacombs, and the pagan soldiers found them there. And what they did was they bricked up the catacomb wall so that the Christians inside, around the altar, would die from hunger and thirst, and also they would be cut off from any air. Well, centuries later, someone opened up that catacomb that had been bricked off, and what do you think they saw? They saw all of the martyrs, 120 of them, kneeling around the altar. They were just skeletons anymore, though, of course. And on the altar was still the silver chalice from centuries before. And it was such a beautiful scene that they said, "Let's not touch it." And so what they did was they made a kind of a window with iron bars to protect it, and visitors and pilgrims could look in and see this wonderful scene, although they couldn't actually go into the room itself. And so centuries later, by their relics and by their shrine, this holy couple, Saints Chrysanthus and Daria, continued to do good and to convert people. Well, the next time you get sent to your room, children, take advantage of it. Sometimes, when we're bad, we should really think about why we've been bad and how we shouldn't be bad. And sometimes, you know, the only way to get your homework done or to do anything serious is to go to your room. That is to say, go to someplace quiet and do your work and do it well. It won't do you any harm. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.